Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day. It's time for Friday Cry Day. Feels good to let it out.
It does feel good to let it out, people. Good morning. Happy Friday. Welcome to Friday Cry Day. Now, Kramer is out on vacation. It's Girls Week on the show. You got me, Jess, and my friend Charlotte, and you. Now, I am a very, very emotional person, which means I will basically cry for any response to any emotion that I'm having. I'm very proud of that. Like, this is for all of my emotional sensitive baddies as well.
Yes.
Now, the point of the game is it's basically like two lies and a truth. I'm going to tell you three different stories and you're going to guess which one actually made me cry this week. And then if you guess correctly, you win a prize. So let's get into Friday Cry Day. Story number one. So I was talking to my aunt and she was telling me how my niece Abby is like in full teenager mode. Mm-hmm. And you know, Abby, like from Dear Abby and Nieces Know Best. And now her sister Maya does Nieces Know Best with us now. Well, Abby has a chance to perform at the fair, which is obviously a huge deal. Cool. When you're in eighth grade. But the performance happens to fall on the same day as her own eighth grade promotion and her sister Maya's promotion.
What is she supposed to do?
Exactly. Obviously, Abby is upset because she wants to do both, but she can't. Yeah. Because if she does, then she'll miss Maya's promotion,
oh,
which is not okay, right?
That's terrible.
But in like true preteen fashion, Abby's like telling my aunt, well, Maya doesn't even care if I'm there. I asked her, whatever. And my aunt said something to her that like truly stopped me in my tracks. She's like, sometimes people say they don't care when they actually do. Oh. And she may not remember every single time you showed up for her, but she will never forget the times that you didn't.
Oh my God.
Bro, I was like, blink, blink. And I started crying because like, how real is that?
That really is real. And yeah. That's a stressful worry to have.
I know. Story number two. So yesterday I was on Fox 45 talking about Fashionista. It's this amazing event in Harbor East. I'm emceeing next month, June 6th. Now, I use like a clothes rental service when I like do like fun things and yeah, everything like that. And I had ordered to rent an outfit I wanted to wear yesterday because I was talking about a fashion show and I was super excited.
Yeah.
I even paid extra to make sure it was going to get here on time and it did not arrive.
Bruh.
Dude, so like I had to wear what I wore yesterday, which was fine, but it just wasn't what I wanted to wear.
Yeah, especially when you're excited to wear something. That's such a bummer.
Yeah, and I started crying because I was like, this is not what today is supposed to be like. Dang it. Okay, story number three. So my dad loves sending selfies to my family group chat and they are the best. And he and my mom went out for drinks the other night and he takes a selfie, two of them together, sends it to my sister and myself. And he goes, life's great. And it's just my two parents with like these massive smiles on their faces. And I like my parents have been through a lot in their life. And I'm not just, yes, in their relationship, but I'm not just talking about their relationship, yeah, but just like individually. And so when I see them genuinely enjoying life together the way they deserve to, it just, it's so special to me. And I literally started crying over this like selfie that they sent me.
Oh my God, this is hard, dude.
Is it?
I don't know. Like, it could be number three because that's, I mean, you love your family.
Mm-hmm.
But also like the like crashing out about the outfit is also really real.
Especially when you spend a long time looking for it.
Yeah.
And like curating the whole vibe.
I'm really torn on those two, frankly.
Okay. Okay.
But well, it's up to you, not me.
It's up to you. So which one is it? Story number one, two, or three? You decide. The first person that we have on hold is Joe in Whitehall. Hey, Joe. How are you?
Hey, guys. How are you?
I'm good. What do you think? Do you think it's story number one, story number two, or story number three? You know, it's kind of weird, like, me asking you. Usually, like, Kramer, like, does this kind of, like, liaison middle part, and me asking you personally, it feels a lot more intimate. I'm not going to lie. Okay, Joe, what do you think made me cry this week?
Honestly, it was tough. I could have went with any one of them, but I'm going to go with story number three, okay, the picture of your parents.
Okay, and why so?
My parents were divorced, and they happened in my 20s. So, and you know, you had an experience as well. And everyone, I think most people want their parents to be together in the long run. So when you saw the picture, it's kind of like a real life happy ending. So that's what I'm going with.
Joe.
The way he described that was so beautiful.
No, you're making me cry in real time. I'm ready to cry today. Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah, that was, whoa, I'm kind of thrown off. Wow, are you my therapist? Okay, anyways, yeah, that was definitely it. Joe, whoa, I'm trying to keep it together, my guy. Okay, so congratulations. Yes, you won, by the way, you're the winner. 20 Maryland Lottery scratch-offs. Yes, if you are new to the show, I have shared that my parents have been married for a long time, but they got married twice. So they met when they were 16, high school sweethearts, got married really young, got a divorce and were separated for quite some time and then got back together. And I think when I just see them being able to enjoy each other, and also like they've worked so hard, like both of my parents, yeah. I grew up with them having like multiple jobs at the same time. So the fact that they can just go and like literally live it up, like wine and dine, like go have a good time, really does make me happy. So Joe, thank you for just being super awesome and listening to the show and like understanding me as a person. That was crazy that you pulled that out of the vault, and I'm genuinely crying right now. Congratulations.
Yeah,
Joe.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Of course. Happy Friday. That's Friday Cry Day on Mix 106.5.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.